Now, lots of sporting action over the weekend. Kerry Ladies had a great win over Dublin in Ossentaghe Park on Saturday afternoon, but the Kerry men's went down to an impressive and sharp Mayo side in Castlebar under lights. With me in the line to talk about this in more detail is Tim Moynihan, who commentated with Ambrose Donovan for the Kerry Sport. And Tim, look, it was a very strong performance from Mayo. The return of David Clifford and Seanie O'Shea after halftime wasn't enough for Kerry. Was this game over at halftime, 11 points down in Castlebar?
Yeah, it was, Jerry. Look, it was kind of an onslaught in that first half. And you said it there in the intro, Jerry. They were very sharp. They played with huge intensity, Mayo. And they were really up for this as well. You know, new management team, Kevin McStay. And, you know, defensively, their formation was absolutely excellent. You know, 15 behind the ball made it very difficult for Kerry to break down. But at the other side of the field, it was probably working for them more than it was working for us. You know, they took good scores, and I take it Jack would be disappointed with that first half performance by Kerry. And you know, they went 9-10 points ahead at one stage, and it was very difficult to come back. And we must think about the second half. Seanie O'Shea coming on, Dylan Casey, and you said David Clifford as well. Now Kerry upped their performance as well when those lads came on, but you'd wonder did Mayo take their pedal off the gas as well. So look, it's a wake up call maybe for players, and the management will look at it as well. But this is a serious Mayo side as well. There are guys coming back. I know they're missing the likes of Oisin Mullen and Lee Keegan retired, but this is a different, and their formation was different.
And Mayo, you have to win your home games, Tim. Mayo are going for the win here. They had two draws. They needed this win at home. Otherwise, they were going to be in trouble. So they were to the pitch of it, and they were playing under lights in front of a huge crowd, so they were always going to be well up for it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There was 17,000-18,000 patrons, and the majority obviously was from Mayo, and they came out with like mint possessed. You know, the first if Kerry player had a ball, there was two or three around him and dispossessed him, and that's the intensity they come on. It was like a pressure game for Mayo. And look, we have our man next Saturday night, and look, it's a case of we have to win it to try and keep our Division 1 status. But I don't think there's any alarm bells, Jerry. We are definitely behind teams and Jack,
in terms of preparation here, you're talking about two different sides in terms of where Mayo are coming from and where Kerry are coming from post All-Ireland.
Absolutely, and like it has been very fragmented for Jack and the management trying to get players. If you remember back to last year, Jerry, we put out strong teams even in the McGrath Cup. Yeah. Won that competition, won the league. It's different this year. Like, you're coming off an All-Ireland winning team. They had to celebrate, and plus the fact that there's a lot of injuries and players needed a rest from games as well, Joey. Yeah. And so there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and there's a small little element creeping in. And you know, I got it yesterday listening to different broadcasts about knocking Kerry. We shouldn't be knocking Kerry at all. This is the team that we've Sam Maguire down here at the minute, and we have no intention of letting it go. And all I'm saying, it takes time to get back. And Jack said it at the outset as well, Jerry, that today this year is about keeping our Division 1 status. You know, in 6-7 weeks we're going to have a team to meet in the championship. So look, everything is phased now, and teams have different journeys and different preparations. So there's no need to be we look at the physical element of the game. We seem to be blown off the ball on a few occasions, which is you'd expect the strength and condition of Kerry now to be at level. But look, when Seanie O'Shea and I suppose David Clifford come on, and I said Dylan Casey as well, Kerry were a different team, and you need your leaders, and they're our leaders.
Can I ask you, next Saturday night becomes very important, obviously, to win your home games. That'll be a crucial one for Kerry, and to try and be, I suppose, as sharp as Mayo are against us before their home crowd. So it'll be a big game next Saturday.
Yeah, it's a big game, and I know you'd expect a huge Kerry support for this. You know, it's Kerry, it's Armagh. The Kieran Donaghy factor is going to be with Armagh. Armagh needs points as well now, Jerry. Things are probably not going their way either, and they'd like to pick up a point away from home. But look, we should be considering Tralee and Killarney as our fortress, and very hard to break down. And look, there'll be another week under their legs as far as training, and that's another element this morning as well, Jerry. Kerry are training like dogs at the minute. Yeah. You know, the weekend before last, Jerry, they were training, I'd say, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're heavy on the legs. Likewise, they probably went at it again Tuesday night. Who knows what they did Saturday morning? All I'm saying is, it's heavy training to get back to the level where other teams can relax. They're at in different plateaus.
Let me ask you this. A lot of talk about McStay ball, Kevin McStay in charge of Mayo. Obviously, they get a big boost in confidence difference from beating the All-Ireland champions in front of their home crowd. Are they playing a different style of football? Their defenders having to do less running with the ball, letting the ball in, and a lot being made of Aidan O'Shea in the full forward line. Will it be a different Mayo this year, or is it a bit early to be pronouncing them as contenders from one win in February?
Johnny, they are contenders. They're playing at a different level. Whatever Max Day has brought to the table, Aidan O'Shea is now told you full forward. That's your position. You're not your main player anymore. Now, he'll use different wording to what I am using, because they're, like, you look at their midfield alone, Matthew Ruan and Dermot O'Connor, they have their midfielders. They have, now, some people have questioned their defence at times, but they pack the defence and break at pace, and plus, like says Jordan Sins, they're not relying on Killian O'Connor anymore.
Yeah.
So everything is falling from Paddy Durkin is back in the south. So
they'll be interesting to watch. Football. They will.
Exactly.
Will.
And it's not all about Aidan O'Shea.
Tim, okay, brilliant stuff. Thanks so much for talking to me. Great stuff. That's Tim Moynihan there with us on the line.